folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Prairie View Panthers head coach Eric Dooley here with me ahead of the Labor Day Classic coming up this weekend at Texas Southern Rivals down the road out of the SWAC Conference. Coach Dooley, let's talk to you this morning. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Coach, I'm blessed. I got Ida dumping rain on me over here, but it's all good, man.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Coach, this spring, we talked this spring, you went 2-1 in those spring games. Talk to us about just getting those three games, evaluate your players, see what they were all about, and use it as a springboard to this season coming up here starting on Saturday, man.
Yeah, you know, the positive road towards that. We got opportunity to play three games, and I thought those games meant a whole lot because we got some guys to get some college experience. We had some freshmen that never went through what they had to go through that spring because it was anticipating playing that fall, but you know, nevertheless, we thank God for the opportunity that they had the chance to play this spring. And those guys grew up. You know, we had a lot of guys who grew up within that era. You know, it wasn't a normal spring to where as you get those 15 practices and then get opportunity to have a pretty much a glorified scrimmage every Saturday. We got a chance to practice more than 15 days, but to play a contest, which brought us closer together, brought us better as a football team. So, you know, I was very thankful for those three games. I didn't complain about the other games that we did not play. And just moving forward to this fall right now, the guys are excited. You know, we're still in this protocol with a lot of different things taking place. You know, new things are coming up. And the biggest thing is to make sure that these young men are safe.
Most definitely, Coach, like you said, man, playing live action against another color jersey beats playing against yourselves all the time because at one point you get bored doing that. I know it's part of the process, but you get bored. But seeing those other colors, you see how guys were at in game situations. Talk about that, baby. Use that film this summer and this spring to help young men see in game live action against other opponents how they can do techniques that you do drills on and practice daily better in games.
You know, the spring camp, when we got into spring camp, it was moved a little different. Our commissioner did a great job with setting up how we can go to prepare for the spring. So I thought we had the opportunity to prepare like everyone else did. But, you know, just in moving forward, now we had a chance to do a lot of corrections to get those guys to understand what we're talking about live in action. You know, not that our scrimmages are not, full speed because we like to do everything fast. But, you know, to get it to go against another opponent and then get a chance to correct that, I thought we this spring here, we got a lot of teaching tape that we can continue to move forward with our players.
And, Coach, just kind of mentioned earlier one of your answers about camaraderie. Talk about that piece of it, because 2020, 2021, COVID this year has been two of the more difficult years of anybody's lives probably. But it's bringing your young men closer together. They get to be with them in the locker room, weight room, with the protocol still. But that bond that they have together right now can be unmatched and have extra eligibility as well to be there with you another year so they can actually really be good for you guys for some years to come here.
You know, it was a blessing for us. It was a blessing for everyone across the NCAA when that took place. But, you know, you talk about the opportunity now. You know, thank God for this right here, having Zoom. You know, we were able to stay connected. We were able to stay connected, not physically, but we still was able to see their faces. And that was my biggest thing. I wasn't just having meetings because I wanted to meet on certain things. I wanted to see their face. I wanted them to see my face. I wanted us to find that bond while we were apart. But then as we got ready to come back, to let them know the importance of, you know, helping someone else by doing the things that are necessary, wearing your mask, trying to get guys, not forcing guys, but just educating them on being vaccinated, things of that nature right there. But, you know, to come back together and to get into the locker room as a whole, I think it was like a Christmas present for those guys. Those guys was they welcomed that. They got a chance to come back. And, you know, some guys they haven't seen in a while. So it was a little different this year here, but I do like the place, the spot where my team is at. They showed a lot of discipline, and now we'll have to see just how much discipline we have gained come this Saturday.
And Coach Dooley, it's something you mentioned as well, like with what we have going on, being around each other again and seeing each other, because, you know, with this COVID stuff, man, you may see somebody a week or two, they'll be gone next week. You know, it's more than ever, hey, enjoy people while you have them because you never know when their time is coming. And if you kind of teach your young men about that life lesson because, you know, so when you're younger, you feel invincible at some point, like, nothing ever could happen to me. But seeing how precious life is with how COVID would do somebody, they helped you teach your young men about how life is, how to really enjoy and precious moments that you have with the football field, you know, the classroom, or with your teammates.
This daily walk, we try to make sure we educate the young men on a daily basis about life because, you know, I think football, you know, within football, it helps you to get through life, because a lot of things that you do on the football field can carry over in life. So we kind of educated those guys how important it was. And, you know, we had young men as well as myself and other coaches that was real close to those type situations. So, but, you know, I always put it in perspective. You know, everything that we go through, I just remember an old song that Darryl Coley used to say, he's preparing me for everything that comes in my life. So we understood that, and we just continued to try to, you know, harp on that and be the best coaches and the best players that we can be together to represent Prairie View A&M University.
No doubt, Coach. And talk about this, Coach. Mental health has been really big these last few months as we last spoke this spring here, Coach. And how have you been using this opportunity to teach your men about mental health development, being aware, not being scared to come to you if they're having a little issue, whether it be a little depression, a little – because in the Black community, you and I both know this, it's kind of taboo. We don't really want to discuss mental health in our community. But these young men have issues beyond off the football field. How have you all set up a support system for your young men to help them when they have issues like this that may pop up in their careers or at Prairie View A&M University?
You know, I think I established that when they first came here, when I first started recruiting those guys and guys are wanting to become a part of Prairie View A&M University football team. I established that I have an open door policy. And they understand that open door policy that, you know, there's no appointment needed. Because, you know, there's no appointment when things are challenges are going to come in your life. So they understand at any given time, you know, I try to use the phrase, I'm 24/7. And I mean that. That means you can give me a call at any time. You can come by at any time. It doesn't change because when I spoke to your parents, when I spoke to your guardian, I told them I was going to be an extension. So an extension of being a parent, that means I got to be there. Not when the good times, even in the bad times, I got to be there. So those guys are, they're pretty good with that. You know, those guys don't have a problem with calling me, asking me for prayer, calling me, asking me for advice. And you know, I take my hat off to them. They've been very, very open with me as well as my coaching staff.
Most definitely, Coach. And, you know, talk about this. You have a great non-conference schedule. You got Incarnate Word, Houston Baptist, and Texas A&M. So three non-conference games outside of the SWAC conference, but big games. Talk about that schedule you put together for your young men to challenge them as they get prepared for SWAC play. I play those games out of conference as well.
You know, those games are huge because these teams are right here real close to us, and there's no question about it. We have some recruiting wars against these guys. We're going to have some battles up and down the state of Texas. For the same type of guys that we were recruiting when you talk about an Incarnate Word and the Houston Baptist and also Texas A&M, because we don't turn our collar down to no one. If a guy can play and we feel that they fit what we're trying to do, we're going to go after them, especially in this day and time right now. So I think it's huge that we get an opportunity to play these guys. Some of these guys are going to play some teammates that they are, former teammates. They're going to play some guys that they played against in the ranks of Texas. So I think it's going to be very, very exciting. I think it's good for all the universities for us to be right here in Texas and have an opportunity to compete against one another.
And Coach Dooley, tell us about this. For our fans who are going to see you guys this year, what are some key guys on both sides of the ball they should look out for as they watch you all go through this season and this journey you go on starting here on Saturday, man?
Well, you know, we did add some old tools to our box, I think, and I like and I'm excited about the guys that have come here. We got a guy by the name of Evan Fairs, that transferred in for us. I think he's going to be fine for us on the outside. We got a guy, John Williams, that's transferring in also from Memphis that we're very excited about. And more importantly, we got another running back that came in that kind of fit the things that we like doing in LaDamian Brooks. He's right here from Austin, so he had opportunity to come in. That's all on the offense side of the ball. When you talk about on the defense side of the ball, we was able to plug in a guy by the name of Jamias Presley that's going to help us out on the back end. And, you know, we didn't have to replace many guys when you talk about the defensive front. We did add one guy that I think will be very, very helpful for us, Isaiah Hunt. But then the young man that I'm excited about as well is Jeremiah Harris, a linebacker that came to us from right here in the area, played with a couple of guys that's on the team. So we're excited about those pieces that we were able to add in. And those guys came in and they hit the ground running and looked like they haven't skipped a beat. So we're just going to continue to move forward. I thought we had some good guys that was returning. That did a great job for us. Of course, you know, a lot of folks know about him now. We did bring in Juwan Pass, a quarterback, former quarterback that played at Louisville. So we got some pieces here that have been doing great for us, and we just got to continue to move on with those guys.
And coach, talk about the transfer portal. How's gonna help your program? Because, like I said, you know, coach, you know, Texas is very deep with talent, and you know, you go to those Power Five schools, you can't all of you can't play. But you guess what? You come down to Prairie View A&M down in Waller County, you can play. If you can play, fit in your system, in your culture, you can play and play well. Because Adam Scott is not a lie, coach. I try to tell young men that all the time. But I chose to go to Tennessee State because I knew I would play. You know, it's not because I could go anywhere else. I wanted to play and show what I can do. And so like, a lot of guys can go to a smaller school and just show their talent. Because if you're on the bench on a Power Five school, you don't be no tape out there of you. So it's like, for me, come down to the HBCU schools, SWAC, the OVC, wherever, and playing for a school like you, coach like yourself, you'd be good to go. And that portal can help do that for you.
Absolutely. You know, I think the portal is very, very challenging when you look at that transfer portal. But, you know, I'm a guy that like to get those guys out of high school as well. Not saying that I won't use the transfer portal, because I will. I think we're unique in the way that we go about getting it, because, you know, you just can't get a lot of guys. You just got to find that right piece of that. Everybody don't have the right size of the puzzle that fits. So when we are looking at those young men that's in the transfer portal, we want to make sure that they can come over and step into this here and feel at home as well. But I do like the high schools. I like going into the high school because I like to develop guys. I like guys to develop. I think that's the beauty of getting a guy out of high school, watching that guy grow and become the athlete that you thought potentially he would be from the beginning. So, but I mean, the transfer portal is there. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be helpful for a lot of guys. We're going to actually look at it as well. And I think it helps. And, you know, we like to tell young men, it don't matter if you can play, they're going to find you. So it doesn't matter where you play at. You know, a lot of guys like to say, I want to go play big time. Well, big time is wherever you make it at. Big time is at Prairie View A&M University. So that's what we believe in. And I'm a proud recipient of the Southwestern Athletic Conference. I have a lot of pride when you talk about the SWAT.
No doubt. That's what I got for you, Coach. What will be the keys to the game this week against your rivals, Texas A&M, Southern down there in Houston, man? So we glad everybody class us the keys to the game, what you want the fans to do for you guys down there this weekend, man.
I tell you, the key for us offensively, we got to make sure that we take care of the football. We cannot turn over the football. They got a very explosive offense, so we got to make sure that we take care of keep the drives moving. We cannot have three and outs right there. We got to have a better percentage on third downs. And then most importantly, a lot of folks, I'll elaborate, I call it the green zone. Some folks call it the red zone. When we get into the green zone, we got to make sure that we can capitalize and score. Those are the things that we're looking for offensively. And defensively, it's just right on the other side. We got to eliminate the big plays. We can't allow those guys to have the big plays. We got to remain sound. And discipline on defense. We got to get 11 hats to the football. There's no question about that. We got to create turnovers, and then we got to get off the field on third downs. I think if, you know, we monitor those things right there, I think we have a great opportunity to be successful.
No doubt. Coach, thank you for your time again. This week on the game week. Thanks for joining me again. I hope to see you guys real soon. I hope to see you at the SWAC Championship as well. Big ups to you this year, man. I'll be cheering for you guys, and God bless you and your team, Coach.
God bless you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, Coach. Thanks so much, Coach.
Okay.